कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव.
All right, welcome to Cyrus Says. Still in lockdown, day 69,405, from what I remember. Very painful. But in the meantime, I discovered other things to do to kill time when you're on lockdown, and here it is in my rant. Have you understood that ear hair is a huge issue with males over the age of 30, sometimes under the age of 30 as well, and sometimes females as well? Well, ear hair takes a lot of courage to remove. The best thing to do is involve a partner. I tried to get my wife to get on board on this, but she said absolutely not. So I went back to the time-tested, one love, one person who's always there for you, my mother. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, after 15 pristine moments, or rather minutes, she removed most of the ear hair from the right ear. But then we had to go online and do the show, so our left ear is still pending. So, as I introduce Shishir to our show, let me just warn everybody that Shishir will only be hearing properly from the right ear. It feels like a brand new birth. It's like using a bat that was built after 2000. You know, the broad bat with that extra ballast that you get from the thickness from the piche part. It's something like that. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce Shishir Hatangadi, ex-Mumbai captain, a man who played for a Mumbai team in the 70s and 80s. He was so bloody strong, more 80s, I guess, so bloody strong that they just turned up and the opposition would, you know, accept defeat. What glorious days. This was a bit like the Congress in the 50s and 60s, when they were the only party, but we still had elections, you know, something like that. Shishir, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Cyrus. Very kind of you to say such lovely things about me. I mean, since we are on screen, you're being so kind, but I must remind you, you're sitting in a place where Douglas Jardine was born, you know, Malabar Hill. So I can see where you get your vicious, aggressive streak from. You know, you're probably in the same fortress as where Jardine grew up. So I can see the similarity between you and him.
And my batting was probably as bad as his. He didn't really blossom.
Not a bad player. Don't be so hard on yourself.
I think only one test century. But then you'll say Vijay Merchant got only two. So like that, we can go on forever.
Yeah, we can go on forever. Wadeka got only one.
We got only one. Against New Zealand, no?
At Dunedin, you're right.
At Dunedin. And then you know what, Shishir, I asked his daughter, very charming girl, about 10, 15 years back at one of the bar nights in Bombay Gym. Because you know how crazy I am about you guys. When I see a cricketer, I go berserk. As many Indians do. So I met
you and you and your friend Kunal both, actually.
So he's not crazy. Kunal is not crazy about cricketers. But somebody came and told me, this is Ajit Wadekar's daughter. So that's enough for me. If you say it's Ajit Wadekar is a nephew's carpenter, that's enough for me. You know how it is. So I went berserk. And then I told her, well, India's best captain, blah, blah, blue, West Indies, England, 71. Then I asked her, so you know everything about your dad, right? Can you tell me his highest score? She said, I have no idea. No idea. That was beautiful.
Amazing. And I must tell viewers and fans and friends a story, a small anecdote. Years ago, you know, I was doing some cricket stuff at the CCI, and I had an evening with Bob Simpson, and the great Australian opening batsman, and he was coaching.
Triple
there,
century. So,
yes, absolutely. And also a comeback as a captain at the age of 42.
And a reinvention as a coach after that.
Absolutely. And I had this offer to take him out for a beer and dinner. So I didn't know what to do because I was actually confused as to who would be able to make some interesting conversation with him. The only person I could think was Cyrus and his father. So I called him up and I said, would you? And I warned Cyrus as we went for dinner. I said, Cyrus, behave yourself. He is a revered cricketer and we all know. And Cyrus says, of course, the great Bob Simpson. We had a great dinner. Enjoyed a few beers, talked about the Invincibles. Of course, Cyrus's dad is well-versed with that era of cricket. And then Cyrus let the cat out of the bag. The
pass. Oh, no, Shishir, stop it.
He said to Bob, Bob, did you ever score in India? And Bob rattled off his scores and things like that. You know, yeah. I got 100 here, I got 80 here, I got 70 here. He said, no, did you score off the field? I think the dinner ended there.
Yeah. No, no. He introduced us to his friend, 30-year-old, dark-skinned, blue-eyed kid, you know. So, yeah, I guess he did. On that topic, Shishir, I want to first introduce everything properly because we've just started. Shishir is Mumbai captain, cricket blue blood. pedigree, Mumbai cricketer from the time when we were gods. I want to talk a lot about that a little later in the program. We will come to it. But first, just to introduce you, you actually ran Mumbai Indians this first year or first 2 years of campaign, if I remember correctly.
Yes, I've got a very good record. You know, every time I took on a team, we finished last. So
now you've come to the world's worst podcast. So you're doing good.
Yeah, so I've got a great track record, and I must tell you, and viewers, everybody interested in IPL, is that I took on the structuring and the construction of Deccan Chargers. They finished last. I lost my
And job. Now they don't exist.
Well, they're there. They're Sunrisers. Then second year, I was invited to do something with the Mumbai Indians. Again, we finished last.
Wow.
But nobody remembers in the following year, they finished first. But then, you know, I was jobless.
So you set the seeds. You set the seeds, so to speak.
Well, I'd like to think that way, but I did lose my job.
Okay, Shishir, let's get to the beginning, which is first the Hatangadi experience. That's the most important. Then I want to talk, obviously, lots of topics as much as we can fit in. And we'll have you back if you're willing, because cricket is, I mean, and we are stuck here. So cricket lovers just couldn't go crazy trying to get the good stories out. I don't go mad. If I find a cricket lover right now, that's for me the only thing to do to kill time. So I want to start in the beginning. Let's go back to your childhood. You're a St. Mary's boy. You're a South Bombay boy. You lived in the same flat as Kunal Vijaykar, who my erstwhile buddy. Now, let's explain that your parents are not related. He's not your brother or cousin. You want nothing to do with him except eat dinner at his house. That's just clear. But what a karmic current here that you actually lived in the house that he then went and lived in a few years after. So just take us through your early years.
Yeah, so, you know, I'll take you a little ahead of that. I was born in Calcutta. I went to Lambat. Yes.
You're a Ganguly.
Yes, I come from the same part of the neck of the woods, as they say. So I went to school there. I moved to Bombay at the age of 10. I got admission in Mary's. I was offered Cathedral because we had a connect.
You rejected Cathedral with girls or Mary's with boys.
Yes, I'm still struggling, as you can see.
Then you want to play with 11 men on the field. In long pants. What kind
coming
of
back to
this?
Cricket, sir. It's coming back. So, my first initiation into the game was I was rejected in the top 40 for school practice, you know, and Bhaman Irani was selected. I was dropped.
Really?
That hurt me a lot because...
because Bhaman was selected.
I think Bhaman was selected in, because he had gabardine, those Bawa trousers.
He dressed the part.
He looked and there were long shots. So maybe he got picked because, and he was a good mimic.
May I say, this is the first time the word gabardine has been said on my podcast. Over 5 years have passed. This showing
really,
your sophistication and intelligence. A man of the world.
Yeah. Oman got picked because he was a great mimic. He impersonated Jeff Arnold, Pat Pocock, Chris Old, Bob Cottam. You know, the
you
guy.
Mean the bowling actions.
Bowling actions. And obviously the coach thought he was a very versatile cricketer because he could bowl fast, he could run it like Jeff Arnold, and he got picked. And I was like rejected, so I was depressed, I was angry, I felt that my world had come crashing down. But then the coach actually saw me turn up for watch the boys practicing, so he said, "Chalo yaar, let me give this guy a go, let him just practice." So I happened to continue practicing in the nets, and slowly turned into a useful off spinner, really. Without a dusra, of course, but a useful off-spinner. And that's how I started my cricket.
So initially, you were a spinner?
Yes, I was a spinner. Actually, I'm very proud of it.
Okay, so then how did you metamorphosize into the bat that you became?
So what happened was, wow, metamorphosis. Last heard it in
St. Mary's. You put the gabardine in front of me, sir. I have something else. Not just ma. Beyond ma, I have a couple of words, sir.
Yeah, I love your ma more than you, but she's a lovely lady.
She'll come and say hi at some point. Yeah.
And the audacity to take out hair from her ear, which is equally more embarrassing.
It's not a joke. It's not a joke. She's colored my hair. She's cut my hair. She's taken out. My wife said no to everything. So I don't bother asking. I'm lucky enough to have a mother in the house while she's there. God bless India. Because ma, to everything gets done. The day your mother goes, that's the day you realize what life is about.
We've heard of mother's milk, but mother doing this is something we haven't heard of, and that is really sweet of her. Anyway, so
I'm off the milk,
my batting, it took off in college because that's where I remember me and Ravi Shastri went for admission to Podar, and you know, we were school boys, it wasn't talked of as cricketing outfits in those days. So we went for admission to Podar and we stood in the line and, you know, handed in our certificates and your test cuttings, and the coach told us to go and bat and bowl. And we got picked for Podar as to be admitted to college to play cricket. And that was And that was the start, because every day when you play the new ball and you bat practice for 2 or 3 hours, don't attend college, you start improving on your cricket. And that's when the journey started, really.
And quick word on the kaccha wickets that perhaps in the 70s when you were in college, I'm told that some of those wickets were so unpredictable that it, you know, I mean, the Gavaskar and Vengsarkar and all that have come.
Cyrus, tell you something. You know, the Jesuits were not used to this game. They couldn't believe that we had to pay money for pitches to play cricket at Cross Maidan. So every time we played a match at Cross Maidan, we had to contribute 5 rupees to play the inter-school match. But interesting incident, because we were playing finals of the Giles Shield, I was leading. And we needed about 10 runs or something to win before lunch. And we decided to play slow so we get that lunch at Kadarbhai. Because the final funded by the Jesuits. And lunch and the pitch was being paid for. So Kadarbhai had, keema cutlets that evening.
Oh, that I want.
As you saw, Sanjay Manjekar advertised those keema cutlets last night on Twitter.
Course.
So, you know, those were the famous keema cutlets. And I continued my innings longer so that we could have those keema cutlets. After winning the championship, I got such a bollocking from Father Carrasco that I'll never forget it. I was actually crying, you know, that here we won the championship. But he said, you could have saved that lunch money. Bugger, don't you understand?
Right. So a century before lunch was not on the cards on that particular day.
Getting those 10 runs, but that's where the journey started. I enjoyed it. We made some great friends on the field and also off the field, like you guys. You know, I discuss cricket with anybody, including Kunal Vijaykar. I talked to him about trigger movement,
gabardine.
Gabardine.
He'll discuss gabardine with you. Trigger movements will leave to me.
And he nods away so as if he knows what I'm talking about, and that's what is good about the game.
But that's a great point. You know, when two cricket diwanis get together and the third person isn't on the same level, just watch the body language. As you know, you and me get into it, and Kunal, the third party, is like completely bored stiff. It's amazing.
Yeah, but you see, the thing about him is he's very ashamed to say that he doesn't know anything about the game, because he comes from St. Mary's and he's got a friend like you and Bamman Irani who are bloody cricket tragics.
Arey, I have lots of Marian friends. He's the only non-sporting Marian I know. The only. Sporting fool.
I think, but he understands that Gavaskar was an opening batsman and Bradman did play cricket, and that's good enough for
him. And that he once drank with Vishwanath at a shadi, and Vishwanath drank more than him, so he was very impressed. So I said, okay, whatever it takes.
This is the thing, beauty about the game. It binds people together. Sometimes I actually get a complex speaking to you and your dad about cricket, because your wisdom and knowledge and history of the game, a knowledge of the history is so much more than...
Listen to the golden words of Shishir.
No,
it explains my personal greatness. Yes,
yeah.
Shishir, go on.
And I really believe you have a career in that, in terms of, being a cricket anchor, because, you see, you cannot imbibe this by reading. It has to be coming from a serious kida. And I'm giving, I'm now behaving like a HR consultant. But the fact is, to have that kira, and that kira comes from an inquisitiveness, I may not have been a cricket, but I'm still inquisitive to know what Vijay ate.
Your point segues into the main point, which is, what do we do with no live cricket or live sport for that matter for the first time in our lives? Shishir, for you, me, people like us, without sport, that part of the day, you always have to turn to that. We don't have that, and it's now been a month. Also,
yeah, but this is the time to look back and talk about anecdotes, dressing room stories, stories by cricketers of the past, who lived. Like yesterday, I spoke to Salim Durrani again, a legend in our time.
Of course,
and I talked to him about the 1962 tour where Nari Contractor got hit on the head as captain.
On the head,
and I said that Salim bhai, how are you doing? So I said, "Chalu chake." So he said, "Atwarya ma ek vakat, once a week."
What, drinking?
Yeah, once a week. He has a peg or two. I said, "Aaj chalu chek hai." So he's saying, "Kalak ma ek vakat."
Every hour, on the hour. Yeah, for those who can't see this visually, he's talking about cigarettes, which are very bad for him.
But this is the aura these players had. They lived their life for the day. They lived their cricket on that day.
But do we romanticize that era of the 60s, 70s too much, you think? And put down these present-day guys as mercenaries and all. Sometimes they think the balance is too much.
No, we need to, Cyrus, romanticize. Don't you romanticize about Bradman and Arthur Morris? We do, because they played in an era where, you know, it's a mystical era. We haven't seen it in life. As a kid, I've seen guys like Wadekar. You know, my first test match I saw was in 1969 against Bill Lawrie's team at Chennai, where Mohinder...
I congratulate you on picking that number. Yes, 1969. And?
Nothing to do with, artistic positions. It is all about cricket and the year. And I saw the test players arrive at... 9:45 in those taxis, yellow and black taxis, to play a test match.
Wow.
Okay. And they all were in their whites. Tiger Patowdy went and had a knock in his blazer and Kolhapuri chappals. Huh. And he went out to toss. I mean, that was it. There was no 2 hours before, physio, trainer, exercise.
But what I'm trying to say, Shish, is that many of us, not so much us, I would think, but the general public really talk about it, will reflect and say that those guys, the names you mentioned, Patowdy, Jai Simha, the Cavaliers, Vishen Singh Bedi, Prasanna, all these guys are looked upon as the romantics of the sport. They'd have a peg, they'd do some musty, they'd fool around, they chase the ladies, and then they play the next day, But is it wrong to compare that era and this era? Because the world is different. There's so much money on Virat Kohli's.
Yeah, no, it's not also all about the money. It's also about the way the game has evolved. I think the game has evolved. Your processes have changed. Which is something you need to accept. I mean, I can't believe that, in those days, people actually thought so much about victory and failure. I'll give you an incident. 1983, India was playing the World Cup, the famed Prudential Cup that we won. And in those days, I'd just gone off to play to Yorkshire, to play league cricket and get some experience, because we did nothing here in the monsoons. Right. And I happened to visit all those games initially just to watch what was happening. And I could crash out in the players' room. They would get £20 allowance where, they would have to organize their breakfast.
In the players' room? No. You would go and live in their hotel room?
Yeah, I would crash out because I had no place to live, yeah. I
mean, wow. Typical Indian, huh? Shishi, typical bloody Indian. Wow, I love it.
Huh. Yeah, so, go and watch the match, then stay in somebody's room.
Sorry to interrupt, the manager doesn't come and tell you to buzz off?
No, not at all. I mean, they knew that.
He's got his own relatives.
So, life was different. £20 a day allowance. I remember breakfast was at the hotel, paid for. Lunch was at the ground. Evening teas were packed up so that they could have it in the
evening. What are you saying? Like the sandwiches and all?
Yeah, tuna mayonnaise sandwich, chicken mayonnaise sandwich.
Okay. Who packed the most? Who was the number one packer?
All of them accommodated each other.
And who didn't pack?
They would look for somebody in the evening, to go out for dinner with and say, "Are Cyrus, why came cho? Chalo, jamwa lehi jao." And then the whole team would go. And the laundry wasn't free. You had to pay for it. So Roger Binney would collect everybody's clothes, put it in a black bag and take it to the laundrette. It used to be £2. So everybody would contribute and they were happy. They were playing cricket. They were playing hard. I think the pressures were the same about winning, losing. But money wasn't there. I won't make a name. My first tour for Bombay, I was staying in a hotel and we had to share rooms. And a senior player opened a huge bag in those days, which was unreal. And I said, "What have you brought?" Opened, unzipped it. Curtains.
What are you saying? Who's the player?
Not telling.
Can you rhyme the name?
Not telling.
Can you just rhyme the name?
No.
Give me the middle name.
No, Sarkar, I'm not telling you.
Okay. Like Sunil Manohar Gavaskar. Give me Manohar.
Sunil was already playing.
But I'm saying just like that.
No, I'm not taking names, but
listen. Come on, this is a podcast, this reveals everything.
No. I asked him, I said, "What are you doing? Why have you brought this?" Huh. He said, "Because remember one thing, beta, everything is on the house."
But so to be fair,
morning tea, we would have tea because that's what we did. Room service, can you get a pina colada, please?
And who paid for it?
It was all, everything was on the house. You didn't get money, but everything was on the house.
Wow. So, pina colada also is allowed. That's great, yeah.
Virgin, Papa, virgin.
Virgin ka kya matlab hai? Just any colored grass food sort of looking drink.
Ah, but it was a joy of, you know, getting something from the house.
Listen, no one is cheaper than me, Shishir Harangani. No one is cheaper than me. I used to collect my Perdium in Singapore for MTV. This was 25 Singapore dollars a day. And after 6 days, they're 150 Singapore dollars. Bring them home. I don't know. I don't know. I just did that. You know, I would collect it. For some reason.
Those are different days. Why we romanticize about them is that they still kept their spirits high, played the game, tried to win. And they were really talented with whatever facilities and whatever coaching they got. I mean, Salim Durrani, I remember, tells me a story of how he was dropped from the Indian team.
Right.
And it's a story that you must listen because it tells you how things have changed. You know, they were all artists. You know how
Before that, for the audience that doesn't know much about Salim Durrani, wasn't he also guilty of trying to hit sixes? The crowd would chant and he would just, against the run of play, do his own thing and go for
it. And he had a unique style of running. He would run without bending his knees.
Oh, okay. So, back problems in later life.
Huh. Yeah, everything. I mean, he went to West Indies at the age of 34 in 1971. See, he was a big spring chicken when he went, you know. And I remember him telling me this story, how he was dropped. He was asked by the Patawdy to, when they were playing the West Indies in 67, that land up one day before the test match for practice. Salim said, Bapu, I went to the airport, but I met some friends. And I landed up on the morning of the test match.
Wow.
I don't know where he went. But he arrived only on the morning. And he said, you know, e pelo daadi walo che, sar daadi. E guse ho. Bishan Singh Bedi.
My God. So Bishan Singh Bedi got into by default.
No, I mean, that is what he says. He said he would have played that test match, but Sardarji made his debut, and once he made his debut, no looking back.
266 wickets. You're talking six test matches.
Yeah,
my all-time favorite, my all-time favorite, Bishan Singh.
Top 10 cricketers for me. Averaging what, 30?
A little under, I think. Yeah.
29 something.
Yeah.
Now,
look at that so much because the spinner is buying his wickets and all.
Yeah, but artists, all artists. I mean, even Salim Durrani, great artist.
Decent bowler, Salim, decent bowler as well.
Huh? He won us the test match in 71 in Trinidad. He got sobers and I think it was Lloyd and tossed the ball back to Wadekar and said, Ave jiti jao test match. He snatched the ball from Ajit in 71. So there are stories, there are folklore that,
to put it mildly, he snatched Ajit's ball and then went on to win the game. Isn't that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, like, singular.
Ajit himself has a wicked sense of humor. I've seen him at a couple of functions. He doesn't hold back. Dry, double meaning, the works. That's why I have a very romantic feel about all these guys. You know, I just think of them and I go into that, you know, that rose-colored hue, cinema scope sort of.
It's very funny. I was they've got a dry sense of humor, all of them. Yeah. I was traveling with G.R. Vishwanath to play a charity game once in his playing days. And I was a kid and, you know, in those days, you could sit on the flight and have your little, you know, tipple, as they call it.
Glorious days.
Firstly,
you had a flight. Then you could have a tipple. You could leave the house. You could walk.
I was sitting as a youngster just admiring Vishy and his square cuts and looking at him and the aerostats. You know, I was much younger and, you know, probably a little better looking in those days. So she came to me and she said, sir, can I get you something? So, like a polite customer or a traveler, I said, what can you get me? And stuff like that. So Vishy turns around and says, well done. Flight. So you still remember these little things these great guys spoke about, and you know, it's amazing that some people talk about memories. I remember once the great Gavaskar telling me a story that when he went in 71 to the West Indies, he said he was so overawed by the big names Durrani and Sardesai and all these guys, and he says that I was looking for an opportunity where they'd, you know, sort of make me feel comfortable. And he says the first day we had a team meeting and then they got together in a room to have a few drinks, a beers or whatever. And then Sardesai and Durrani took me to the beach and they said, come youngster. So he went and he was worried, okay, what are these two guys going to do?
Right.
And they said, gave him a little stick, you know, a stick in the hand. And he said, okay, you're a referee. So Gavaskar thought that maybe he's going to have a sprint. Yeah, maybe a sprint. You know, you do these things when you had a few beers in you. I mean, you've done it before. So
I've done the beer part.
Then what happens is they pull down their trousers and they're having a peeing competition. Who pees further?
Wow. What are you saying?
Yeah, and then Sunil talks about it as a part of being.
Let's picture this properly. Somewhere on the beaches of Barbados in the West Indies, we have this beautiful pristine beach, three Indian legends, Durrani, Jaisimha, and?
Durrani, Sardesai, and Gavaskar as the referee.
Okay, so Durrani and Sardesai had the competition. Went one-on-one. Who could pee further on the beach?
Yeah. And it says,
I love it. This is the kind of story that will make us happy during lockdown.
Absolutely. And you know, when you hear this, you say that, look, suddenly...
Sunny had to hold the stick and make the measure.
Measure, like, you know, you landed here, you landed there.
Yeah, like the pole vault, like the javelin throw, you have to put the mark there. The way the PE trail ended. The great Gavaskar. The young
Gavaskar. 21-year-old Gavaskar doing it.
Wow, what a story.
You realize that everybody is human, everybody wants to be a child.
So that aura went out of the window and he realized he's all with friends.
And the joy of living is to not let the child in you die, Cyrus. So
this is again an HR moment from Shishir Hatangiri. You're telling people a beautiful story they can take forward, pay it forward. You have some young rookie coming in the boardroom. You do something simple like having a peeing contest and, you know, break the ice and the guy is, you know, going to feel great. His confidence level goes up and you become India's greatest batsman.
I'm not sure it would work in front of a board of directors, but...
I think it will be very well remembered. Very well remembered.
Yeah.
Okay, Shish, you're talking too much. I've got a call from my boss who's saying the man just won't stop talking. Instead of letting his back do the talking, Ella Virat Kohli during the World Cup, if you remember the gesture. We'll take a quick break, then we'll come back. I want to talk about Mumbai cricket and you. I want to talk a little bit about you when we come back. Shishir Hatangiri, can you make the sound of the ball leaving the bat as you push it towards extra cover? Okay. Break ke baad. All right, we're back here after a long break. Shishir went, refreshed himself. I want to ask you, what do you cricketers do? We'd love to know. This is one thing people don't know. What do you cricketers do in a Ranji match when there's a rain delay or some sort of delay? It just goes on and on and on. Other than playing cards, what else do you do?
I think, Cyrus, we do the same things that you guys do. There's a lot of banter. There's a lot of leg pulling. There's a lot of bullshitting, as they say, you know. We have every team has one guy who's a great one for making up stories. You know,
who was the Bombay guy in the Bombay?
Oh, yeah. Sandeep Patel. Oh my God, his nickname was Salim Javed. Because
the partnership.
He was a storyteller, and he told you great stories. You know,
give us an example, please.
Hard to tell, but
and he was always a lie.
So yeah, it was more often than not a lie that you knew was a lie, but he made up the story so beautifully that you didn't deny it. And we used to have the Saturday clubs wherever we traveled. So everybody would dress up, the theme party, like, you know, and we were playing a game in Valsad against Gujarat and I was told to dress up like a whore. Can you believe it? And
did you say like a whore?
W-H-O-R-E. Or I don't even know what whores look like. And I said, what is this? And then he said, no, that means, okay, you dress up like a woman. But I said, what is a woman? How are you dressed? Hmm. You know, where do I get my kit from? Where do I borrow all the lingerie from? You know, in a place like Valsad. But I went shopping for it. Yeah. And at the end of it, you know, Sandeep Patil would create great stories. You know, he would talk about ghosts in the night. Like Mere Room Ghost, and we would all sit and listen to him because, and you know, the thing is, Dilip Vengsakar hated ghosts. He was scared. He never slept alone in the room. He always, even when he was captain, he took somebody to sleep because even if the tap would go, fuck, he would say,
Vengsakar would go, oh, fuck.
Kodai. So, you know, we had guys who were normal, and these were stories that. You thrive on even today when you meet.
Hey, Shish, now tell the truth. I heard you were the Kira Master. You were quite the guy who would get into the prank zone and, you know.
I had that very famous mask that you wore.
Huh.
The Dracula mask with blood dripping.
Right.
And those days at night after dinner, we'd get it.
Please understand, Shishir. Everybody in India doesn't carry this bloody mask and walk around.
So anyway, it used to be a part of my kit bag. And we went out for dinner. You know, in those days, allowances weren't very great. So, I went for dinner and then got into auto rickshaw and I would wear the mask. And then at the time of paying, I would say, kitna hua?
And did you get scared?
Obviously, not scared. The guy would run off. Drive off.
Are you telling me it worked that well?
It worked well. Till one day, I scare a teammate and he came running after me with a stick.
Who?
I can't remember the name, but it was something that I'll never forget because
but who's
I
ran,
I've never run so fast in my life.
I have to be more disciplined in the second half so we can get a little more information out of you about you. So just tell us, we had stopped you at the point where you're captaining the Giants team, you win it, you get fired for costing the lunch to the school, St. Mary's, known for its love of sports. And then you go to Podar College, you're with Ravi,
that's where it all began.
Allen City. Yeah, give us just a list of the big names that were around you also.
So we had some guys
who went on. Slightly senior.
Benchaka senior, but we used to come to our nets quite often.
Yeah.
And you got to learn a lot watching. Gavaskar used to come regularly to our nets before he went
on. But he was a superstar by then.
Yeah, he was a superstar. And he watched him. Ravi, myself, Jignesh.
Ravi was more left-arm spinner at that point.
Ravi, I think, was in Manjrekar's words, more than bits and pieces.
Unnecessary, Shishir Ratangadi. Unnecessary. I have to give you the yellow card for that.
Yeah, he was a talented batsman. Actually, we were surprised, initially that he batted at 9 and 10 for India. But we had Jignesh Sanghani, another guy who went on to play.
I was watching him 100 against West Indies.
And also Malabar Hill boy,
very close to me, about 5 buildings away.
Tenerife.
I think Chicago or something.
No, he's in Dubai, but he went on to play for Bombay. And we had Manjrekar, who was a junior. Then we had...
Sanjay was junior.
Yeah, Sanjay was junior, a year junior. So we had...
Pandit was around.
Chandrakant Pandit was Ruya College, but they all practiced alongside us at Matunga. So there was a band of players that was really making the mark in junior cricket under 22. And the beauty is, since under 22, I captained Bombay under 22 for 3 years. The whole batch, actually, Hoshidar, contractor, all of us played for Bombay together.
So this Nari's son, he was a quick bowler.
Narisan was the first guy who sort of made the mark. He played India under 19. Good looking.
Was he quick?
Yes, he was sharp. And I think he was plagued by a bit of injury at crucial moments. And, also a bit of nepotism.
Nepotism. Again, because
politics.
Was his dad.
Yeah, there was.
Reverse nepotism in a sense. That,
yeah,
like Alex Stewart, Mickey Stewart kind of situation.
Yeah, but Hoshi was very talented, very good batsman also, scored a lot of runs, plagued by injury, because I think Khushrubagh, he did a lot of jogging around the park.
Lots of pretty girls, a lot of running has to happen to and from.
He was very committed. In those days, he used to go to the gym like you do now.
He used to come to the gym right till 2010-12. Yeah, five years back he stopped.
So there was a lot of cricketers around who were doing well, and that inspired us, and we all played together. Actually, I must tell you, Cyrus, that I've opened with Lalchand Rajput for almost a decade and more from my junior cricket. The day he left Bombay, and I was just reminiscing last night about it. I said we were so used to each other as a pair, playing for a team sport. That in 1991 or 90, the year before I retired, he left Bombay. He must have gone to Assam or something. But I felt a void in my life, opening for Bombay. After having
Salim had lost his Javed, basically.
Salim had lost his Anarkali, maybe.
John is... bloody rascal. Even in your dreams, you wanted to be perfect. Yeah, okay.
I wanted to be blue.
Fair enough. It's your fantasy, brother. Why should I stop it?
Yeah.
So Lalchand Rajput. But Shishir, doesn't he have an academy in Bombay?
Right, he does. He's coaching. He coached Afghanistan. He's doing coaching Zimbabwe now. So
he played a couple of tests, right? Played a couple of tests again.
And
how would you rate him?
Very fine player. Very fine player. You have to be modest. Better player than me, of course. But and honest, he was a top player. But it's also about partnerships. You play cricket from junior cricket up to over 20 years together. You're used to each other. You know your look. You know your nuances. You know your moods. You know when a guy's playing well. It's like you and Kunal, when you'll go out to a restaurant.
We close together. You opened, we close. Because we're in the second half of the day. The department, a lot of right-hand movement was about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I felt that void when he retired or went away. And I felt that... You
know, which one was Gordon and which one was Desmond?
Who's the better looking?
But Desmond is the more personality.
Then I'll take Desmond.
I think so. I was just going to say that. I've met Lachit Rajput, lovely guy, but not a fountain of words. Yeah.
That's fine. But he's, and that's when I realized that, in a team sport, there are two things you need to remember like cricket. One is you get into a comfort zone because you're playing with each other. And when those people move, and somewhere I identify when a senior player suddenly sees his colleagues leave or retire, and he's the only one left in that pack, he feels out of place because the new generation has come in. And eventually you'll find that senior player, again, he sort of withers away or he withdraws and he retires because he's out of his comfort zone.
But in a sense, the fact that you and Lalchand got along was also because you're more extroverted, he's more introverted. All these things help.
I think more importantly, Cyrus, we grew up together, junior cricket onwards. And you become tolerant towards each other's strengths and weaknesses as you grow up. It's like your marriage, my marriage. Our marriage.
We are not married. I'm married to someone. You're married to someone.
Whatever. I'm just talking about the
marriage. It's a good idea. I'll keep it in mind for later.
Yeah. So, and that actually teaches you a lot if you apply it in your life later. I'm again trying to be a little philosophical because your tolerance levels and your adaptability to different people from different environment, economic backgrounds, upbringings, you sort of come to terms with the fact that everybody cannot be the same.
Shishir, it's amazing what you're saying, because what you're saying is almost like a opposite of a lot of thought process where people think that because in marriage you spend so much time together, a la lockout, big boss, lockdown, whatever you want to call it, after some time the familiarity breaks, contented people grow apart. But in cricket, literally, I've read this so often, opening pairs that sort of hung out together, Hayden Langer, Hayden Slater, Gareth Haynes, Rajput Ratangadi, and then there are probably so many more, we can't, off the top of our mind, can't remember everyone, but Barnes and Morris, they all were friends. That friendship seemed to be very important and it grew along with...
Yeah, it has to. And if it happens, you may not be the best of friends, but... you start if you start a mutual respect for each other and ignore the negatives of each other, you tend to understand each other better.
So
and
if only you could apply this to marriage.
No, this
point is well made.
This lockdown has been a big revelation for all of us. Kya bolte hai in Hindi, they say, when you start spending so much time with each other, close to each other, in each other's company by default, you start discovering new things about your wife and husband.
My God.
Which you didn't know about earlier.
Yeah. Plus, you get to see them physically much more, which is very scary after so many years of marriage. So what you remember and what it is now is a huge difference. And from their point of view and perspective, even worse. Ear hair and nose hair and grey hair and unshaven and same shirt and same underwear. And God, don't start me off. Okay, Shish, we're running out of time. We have AMAs to do in a few minutes. But one last question I want to quickly get in. Can you take us through winning... what cricket lovers of this generation don't get because they've got inundated with this whole IPL and 2020 and Big Bash and T20 World Cup, 50 overs is still around here and there. And only the big test series like Ashes and India, Pakistan when it happens, India, Australia when it happens, seem to have some kind of, ring out the bells. But what about the old days when the Ranji Trophy was huge, when Sheffield Shield was huge, when the West Indies Shield was very important to score runs in domestic cricket in the West Indies. Can you take us through what it felt like to win, that winning feeling and what you did very quickly in the Mumbai Cup?
Cyrus, you'll know better. In the good old days, the war,
Delhi,
was a lockdown for people. And after the war, people came out to play cricket. So you saw numbers on a cricket ground.
Including the whole of Bangladesh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, unnecessary.
50,000 people watching a cricket match. I mean, I've seen... 10,000 people watching a cricket match at Hindu Gymkhana. 5,000.
What are you saying?
Around Hindu Gymkhana when there was a single wicket tournament and things like that. And I've seen guys like say, sitting in on that side wall at
Rampart. Rampart, huh?
Yeah, and watching guys like Milind Rege and all these guys play the single Ashok Mankad and guys who are heroes, childhood heroes for us. Said, wow. And then you played the Ranji Trophy and you watched these guys, Shivalkar, Rege, Sudhir Naik, Ashok Mankad, and you're sitting in the East Stand watching them at CCI, and suddenly one day you're playing, and you imagine yourself to be some kind of a hero who's achieved something.
You made it to the heaven with the gods. Yeah, with the gods
yeah.
now.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. The gates of heaven have opened for you. And you
just tell everybody, Shashi, give them a slice of what Mumbai was like. You know, the names you've mentioned, each and everyone either played or should have played for India. There's like no doubt about it.
So, boss, when I walked into the Bombay team, I was, you know, I was a centenarian who played cricket from Breach Candy to a little bit of...
the poor little rich boy, huh?
Yeah, yeah, and living, you know, playing at Podar College. So, we were just basic guys, and I made my debut for Bombay. I remember Dilip Sardesai called me and he said, "Hey, Chakku, kal match hai, aajana." So I said, "Yes, I'm coming for the match." He said, "No. Hey, Chakku, you are playing tomorrow. Somebody's injured or whatever. So you better come." So I went to the ground. You know, I was wearing those Bata shoes. We used to buy those Bata shoes.
Correct.
You know,
The white ones. The white thin sole. Terrible.
I went for fielding in them. And Dilip Vengsakar looked at me. You know, he was at slip. He was already an India player. So he asked me, "Kaya, Gary Somers?" So I said, "No, Bata."
Well played.
Anyway, then that evening, I remember all these guys gave me gear, you know. Gavaskar gave me gloves. Karsan Ghavri gave me shoes. Dilip Vengsa gave me a thigh pad. Somebody gave me a bat. And I went home like Christmas had arrived, you know. And I felt like, wow, this is tonight I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to sleep with all these things. You know, and this was what you dreamt of, that you will be playing with these guys. They were all childhood heroes. I mean, look, Ghavri, you know, you just take your mind back to the 80s. Yeah. And these guys are now saying, "Hey, Shish, yes, this is for you." I mean, it just made you feel so special. And that's what you wanted. You wanted to play a game that you love, you're passionate about. And you walked into that Bombay dressing room and everybody sort of welcomed you. Everybody gave you stuff. Everybody encouraged you. Everybody wanted, you could feel that they wanted you to succeed. And you know that no better feeling in cricket or in life when you can get that vibration that somebody wants you to succeed. And how can you not be grateful to people like these? You know, they might get you run out for zero out in the middle.
Names, please. Names.
No.
Was it Dilip?
No.
Who was it?
It's a friendly.
Dilip wasn't the best runner, right?
I played with Dilip. He's a senior, but right from Bombay to Tata's. We've had some great times and we still have a great laugh when we meet. And that is the beauty of playing for Bombay. You meet all these guys after years or anywhere and the only thing you do is laugh. You don't do anything else.
Because you're also part of a winning team. You didn't have to cry too much. Quickly, I want to just ask you one last question. Quickly. And that is, they say of Barbados in the old days, Barbados alone would take on Australia touring or India touring or whatever and win. Because Barbados would have 7 of the 11 in the West Indies team. The Mumbai team of the 70s and early 80s, would you say that they would take on, say, India full team or, say, a foreign team and hold their own?
They would compete. I mean, I'm not getting into astrology.
Look at the names you've got there. You know, Gavaskar, Vengsakar, Sandeep Patil. I mean, look, you've got Shivalkar with Spain. You've got yourself. You've got all those fast bowlers, the Kulkarnis and more to follow. I mean, always a batch.
Cyrus, to cut your question short, unlike 9 o'clock news that happens, I'll just say that... we would have competed well. And there was a belief that, you know, there's going to be pain if you lose. So that was one quality that Mumbai had. And I'd say this, that other teams hadn't developed. They hadn't had the confidence. Things have changed and it's good for the game that other teams can look you in the eye now.
No, but you can say the same thing about the West Indies, you know, 30 years after their great, you know, the moment where they were a generation apart from the rest of the year. I don't want to get into that right now because I want my romance of Bombay team being...
I must sign off with this story.
Yeah.
And this story that nobody knows. It's classified. You know, India were playing West Indies during the World Cup in 83. And I'd gone to watch the match. And due to the rain-affected game, truncated rain. And suddenly the players went for a shower. And they called me up to the dressing room. "Hey, Shish, Aja, come. Said, "Kya?" "Come. Go for a shower." I said, "Why?" "Yeah, tumne Taj Mahal dekha, Gateway dekha, ye dekh." I went to the shower and I saw one guy having a shower, the West Indian team. Boss, there were not days of smartphones, but boss, that was a sight. I mean,
okay, you know. I'm pausing. I want a little more information. You were in awe.
I was not in awe. It's something I hadn't seen. And, you know, they say that Joel Garner had a lovely pet name.
Baby, Big Bird.
Good night.
So what you're saying is that you were stunned at the prowess, the male prowess.
The whole process and the whole experience was fun.
I get what you're saying.
It was
almost like your college feeling.
And it was fun. It was laugh. It was sightseeing, but it was also great cricket. Yeah. And that is what we want to remember cricket for. I mean, I watched those old games, you know, the 40s, 50s. I watched Bombay cricket in its pomp. And you say that, okay, those days may not come back, but this is what the game of cricket has been built on. Some robust, strong foundation.
I think we have to give our boys a chance. For example, Rohit Sharma has donated a lot of money to welfare straight out, for example. They've all got different sides to them. You know, the more I find out about them, they're nice guys. I think we're very quickly trying to, you know, just say our generation versus their generation. I think we should leave that. But thank you so much for joining us. Will you stay for 5 minutes? We have a thing called the AMA. Ask me anything. We want your erudite experience to come through there. All right?
Okay. If it helps.
All right. Here comes the AMAs with Shishir and me.
Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brochure. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me.
Delivery.
All right. Hey, guys. This first one comes in from Biranchi Nayak. She says...
Biranchi of the bank is she in? Oh, sorry, go on.
Okay. She says, hello, Cyrus, Silvery and guest. I'm a regular listener of the show. I have a question. In the current lockdown situation, I'm living alone in Bangalore. The other day, I broke the only mirror I had in my flat. Luckily, I wasn't hurt, but now I'm managing with the broken pieces because I can't buy any new mirror right now. It is a bit risky, but I kind of love this risk now. Feels sort of an in-house adventure sport. So my question is, what is the one thing you are forced to manage or do jugaad of during this lockdown?
Yeah, my big problem is walking my dogs, because a couple of times the cops have come and told us, don't walk the dogs. And I try to explain to them, the dogs don't pee in the house. It's against their nature to pee in the ilaka. They need a little bit of space. So we have to put these 2-3 buildings out for them to pee. But they would not understand what I'm saying. So I went on all fours to try and show them. They were not impressed at all. Anyway, to cut long story short, I keep one lookout to go ahead and tell me if cops are coming. Then I walk and then we walk back. So it's a bit sad that I have to do all these things. But the other jugaad that I have to do is in my own house, because we all love chips and we're running out of chips all the time. So yeah. I have stolen chips from my own child. I will admit this here as a confession. Shishir, if you're there, please tell us your thing as well. Imagine stealing from your own child, taking from your own child. But that's what the government and coronavirus in conjunction have caused me to do.
But what about Parsis? I think they'd steal eggs, no?
Eggs we've got. I've got a deal with a guy, the eggwala. He comes
with the eggwala or the hen?
No, the eggwala comes on a cycle and he gives me my eggs. He's very nice because there's a lot of respect for the amount of eggs we consume. Honestly, I should keep a couple of chickens in the house. Now you'll say, but you already have two male chickens. Actually, three. Let me ask you. Silvery, do you know what a male chicken is called?
Yes, I know. It's a rooster.
No, there's another rooster. What is it?
It's our cock and bull. It's called cock.
How sweet, Silvery. Tamisa baat karte na, elders ke saamne.
Yes, that's correct.
Tohin. What about you? What about you? Come on.
See, I'm blessed that I live in a gated society. So I take my dogs out for a walk. You've seen. Yeah.
Hey, bugger, you've got enough space, yaar.
Yeah,
I'm very jealous. At least you've got that space to walk in and all, yeah.
Yeah, walk and take the dogs out and, of course, make sure that, you know, they get their opportunity to raise a leg and do it with a lot of dignity, of course, because in the house, you know. So that's.
I feel like joining them. Huh.
Yeah, men are not allowed.
But you get that little space for yourself also. It's not little. You want a huge. You know, the proper like. It's like
I'm just blessed for that. And but you know, being from Bombay, I realize the challenges that people in Bombay face, because you know, social distancing, even if you want to do it, is a bigger challenge. Not only the fact that you're cramped in every which way, but also the fact that. There are restrictions outside your house that you have to adhere to. And that is something that must be done, but is a big challenge. And
I call it a polite concentration camp. That's what I call it. Because I haven't moved out.
You've got enough entertainment at home. You don't need to worry.
Looking at an old Parsi man in a lungi say all kinds of ridiculous things is not enough entertainment on a daily basis.
I think it's great fun, and you should look at it that way. You don't take ourselves too seriously. Yeah. Just smile.
If you give me live cricket, I'd be okay. There's no live sport of any kind. What do I watch?
And what is this idea about watching an IPL in an empty stadium? I mean, would you do that?
I can just imagine the cricketers. They stop sledging and all. There's no point.
Your SFX would come into very handy, no? Your special effects and all that with the noises and sounds and...
It's like Tim Payne said in the last Ashes series. By the time they reached the fourth test where they took the 2-1 lead, when they started getting wickets, there was suddenly silence. And for the first time, they could hear each other. You know, when he was calling out to slip or mid-on or whatever, the future. Before that, they were booing the Australian team the first three games so much they couldn't even send messages across.
Amazing. So, you know, the game has changed, and that is where I think we need to sort of stand up and be adaptable to the change, not only in cricket, in life. Yeah,
we'll talk to you on Lanso about this. I want to talk to you about that so-called spirit of the game, but we have one more question quickly.
It goes sent in by Jagota Jatin.
I want to say the name. I love the name Jagota. Now you see.
Jagota Jatin says, "Hello, Cyrus, Silvery, and guests. Love the show. Was really looking forward to hearing Cyrus talking about the IPL. But oh well.
We'll do it now.
I have a question for Cyrus. Have you seen Maska on Netflix? This movie showing Parsi culture in Bombay. Have you seen this?
No.
There's a movie called Maska. The movie is about, it's about a guy who is determined to make it in showbiz. He's an aspiring actor. And considers turning his back on his family's cafe.
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to do a small role and play myself. Correct. I haven't seen
it. Wow. So,
I don't know what happened. They didn't get back to me. To play myself, they rejected me in the end.
You're too expensive.
It was one scene. The guy, I don't know if the scene is kept in the movie. He's at a Rustambagh, Miss Rustambagh pageant. And he's the anchor or something. And I'm the judge. And that is...
Yeah, but at the moment, you look more South Australian than Parsi. So, forget it.
I think I look like one of the pageant winners from the past.
Okay, so since you guys haven't seen the movie, what is your favorite movie which shows Parsi culture, according to you? Like, shows it right? Shows it in a good way? TV show, any media it can be.
For me, again, you know, going back, I'm old-fashioned. But Khatta Meetha was something that really... You know, and I love Parsis. I grew up with a lot of Parsis and my school. So, Khatta Meetha was, you know, actually reliving something that you had watched very closely. It had Ashok Kumar, Deven Verma, Pearl Padamsi. And it really took you back to a... You know, I like Parsis for the simple reason that they are what you get, what you see. You know, there are cases of, letting you down, but generally Parsis is what you see, is what you get.
One Ayatollah Khomeini. One. That's it.
Yeah, I said there are cases, stray cases.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's...
For me, it would be, I think, Seinfeld. They're all Parsi characters. Just put in 20% Gujarati into the conversation. But the kind of madness that comes out of Seinfeld for me is like if you're in a proper Parsi bag or with lots of relatives, you'll have people like that.
Which is this, Cyrus? Which movie?
Seinfeld.
TV show.
Seinfeldian characters are all like Parsis. You look at them, they're the word absurd. There's an absurdity to them which you can't have. You know, the theater of the absurd is very much in few communities. I won't say just in Parsis, but there are...
They do hang out at cafes all the time.
They hang out at cafes.
Yeah.
They're driven by the smallest things become the biggest things. You know, the trivial things become very serious. If you're around Parsis, you'll notice that a lot, like Oscar Wilde used to say. So, I think that's one of the barometers.
Yeah, but you know, what I admire about you guys is that, you know, let's get a little communal now.
Start the violence.
When you guys swear at each other or swear at others, there is a camaraderie in that tone, you know, and that is what I love. I never felt bad.
Yeah.
About it.
Go on, sorry.
Never ever. There's so much love and there's so much camaraderie in the way you all swear.
Speaking of swearing, also when we were young kids. And coming across some of my relatives, my friends would come over. I remember 10, 11, when the boys are a little raw about all this. And not like today's generation. And my father or some uncle or some relative would say, bencho, pass the fucking paper, na? And they would all, and they thought they were the coolest guys. Because their family, nobody ever uttered anything even slightly bad. You know, pakoda was like a bad word. Here, there was an MCBC and all, was like, I don't know how to explain it.
Hey, somebody told you, you know, when you got 100 gilchot, I mean, what do you expect? Yeah? Are you supposed to kiss him and say thank you? Are you supposed to say what?
Words are never important. Tone is everything.
Absolutely.
Anyway, listen, Shish, you've been a treat. Thank you so much. I know it's lockdown time and everybody's bored, but I want you back as much as possible so we can discuss cricket on a personal level. Forget just the podcast. I mean, of course, we record it for me. But I feel really happy talking cricket. I feel, you know, for a little while, like things are normal. So I'll say bye-bye. But once again, can we hear the sound of Shishir playing the hook? Did you play the hook?
Yeah, I was a happy hooker.
You were a happy hooker. Okay. Bye, Shish. Hatagadi hitting the ball out of this ground.
Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.